The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. It is way too early for us to be doing this show. I made it back from Mexico. All of you doubters that were like, ye hating, guess what? I won again. You're looking live at a very shadowy, we're not used to seeing it this way, Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star of Frisco, Texas, where it is 61 degrees. It feels like 61. The high today is 73 in Texas in January. I'll take that all the time. And the low tonight is 49.
What? He is Shannon. That is Kurt. We are Nate-less today. In the back is Chris Beam keeping us on air. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Yes. Nice. How have you guys been? It's been a few weeks since I've seen y'all.
Are you like kind of sunburnt a little bit?
Yeah, you
like,
got a little color taste.
I got
still here.
Burnt. I got burnt, peeled, and rejuvenated. It's been
say
so long
sunburnt.
Since I've
Don't
seen
Don't just
you.
Say burnt. Don't just say you got burnt.
That's true.
And you were in Mexico.
Sunburnt.
Say sunburnt. That can sunburnt. Go a lot of different ways, especially on this show.
Yes, it can. Yeah, I got sunburnt, peeled, and I'm already...
Had a good time, though?
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. I was really looking forward to, and I was telling somebody this last night, they got me again. they got me again. I did a very good job this season of fighting off buying into this team until about week 13, 14, and then going into the playoffs. And I know y'all probably already talked about this.
Yeah,
thanks, Jesse. This is my therapy because I haven't really got to talk about this. And I bought in 1,000%. I knew. I was like, look, Green Bay, you know, hadn't watched him a whole lot, but there's no way this guy that's...
I remember you saying, I'm worried. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I'm worried that I'm not worried, and I was worried. And then when everybody started picking the Cowboys, I was like, this is not good. But I was like, I'm going to pack my Cowboys gear. I'm going to wear it on the beach to this country music festival because, you know, all the Niner fans got me last year. And, you know, I'm going to support the Cowboys while I'm down there. And I'd be damned if I had to leave it back in Dallas and tuck my tail and just – but you know what? It was nice because I didn't watch – any of the games while I was down there. I just went and I got away from football and but man.
Was that because they weren't showing them or you were too inebriated to?
I just didn't care.
Okay.
I just really didn't. The Cowboys upset me so bad that I just really didn't care about football for about really 3 weeks till this week. I kind of half-ass watched the games this weekend.
You missed some good games.
I know. I watched the second half of the Detroit game, which was, dude, you talking about a game, man. And I watched very little of the Kansas City game. They just wear me out, man. And I just was so disappointed that I just really didn't even want to watch football. I'll watch the big game in 2 weeks, but
I watched a chunk of the 49ers game. I was busy doing other stuff, so I was fine.
You didn't watch the Kansas City game?
No.
Those are your guys.
I would have, but we had other stuff going on. I wasn't going to, like, drop everything to watch the game. So.
Yeah. What did you think about the games? Were you shocked that San Fran came back?
Yes, of course. I mean, I was shocked that they got down that much.
To begin with, right?
To begin with.
Yeah.
But then they started marching back. I think football is probably the only sport that – There are these progressive steps that you must take to become a champion, right? Like I just said, like you build a good team, you kind of work your way to the top. And I thought, you know, with the Lions, I'm like, boy, that you know, to go from the land of obscurity and football kind of sense to NFC championship game. Like, that's a huge leap in one season.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of watching the game. I was like, all right, is the moment going to overcome them? And when they came out, I was like, okay,
yeah.
All right.
And they caught them.
And in the second half, mm-hmm. it was like, you know, like Eminem said, it's like mom spaghetti all over his sweater. You know what I'm saying? It's the knees weak, palms are sweaty.
Good Detroit reference.
And yeah, man, to watch that comeback, it was – I was shocked. I was shocked, but you saw the Niners, right? Like, you saw them be who we've seen them be a lot of this season in that second half of football. And the Niners just could not – they could not find an answer, right? And I tweeted it out. I said, who is the voice? Who is the veteran voice that calms the noise, that calms this thing from going crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're looking around. I'm like, well, is it Dan? Is it
yeah.
Goff?
Uh-huh.
Who is it? Because relatively speaking, it's a young football team.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young guys on that football team. And it was just like no one had an answer. No one had enough to make a play, to make a catch, to make a tackle, to make whatever, to calm the noise. And it just continued to avalanche and avalanche and avalanche. And yeah, the Niners.
Some questionable coaching.
You know what? A lot of people, like.
Not to me.
Me either.
No?
Like, that's the way he's been all year.
I said.
And even in that game, he was doing that. And it's
all
like,
year.
Now, I could see
the field goal late, though. Come on now.
I don't know. Yeah. That's his
fourth
MO.
Fourth and three.
Someone brought that up, that field goal kicker hasn't kicked outside.
Because it wasn't guaranteed. It was 40-something yards.
No, he hasn't kicked outside.
He hadn't kicked outside in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, that would have been his first kick outside.
Like,
he's a young kicker. I don't think
was the weather an issue? I don't remember. I mean, it wasn't, like, windy or anything.
No, and then he only has two.
I mean, their kicker missed one, right? It was windy.
And they only had two. Their kicker only has two field goals attempts this year. It's one for two with, like, 50 yards plus.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it was like.
So, it was a.
He wasn't confident in the kicker.
Yeah,
that's just not.
But, I mean. I can see an argument for, as a coach, you just want to give your players a chance to win the game at the end. So I could see trying to kick a field goal just to do that. But at the same time, if I'm on that team, I'm like, coach, we've been doing this all year. Let's go do what we do.
And Dan's been telling us all year long that he's blue in the face. I believe in my guys. I trust my guys. Mm-hmm. People go, well, the kicker's a guy. Well, actually, we don't really consider kickers a guy. We just consider them a part of the team.
The two plays that they ran on fourth down, I mean, the wide receiver dropped them.
That's what I'm saying.
They had them.
They just
– like butt naked open.
That last one. That was a –
the one that hit him right in the chest?
No, the one where Goff had to roll to his right to escape the pressure and then didn't get enough on the throw. That was in the dirt.
That
was the field goal. That was instead of going the field goal.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't have a problem.
We can say Dan Campbell. But shoot, like Aaron Glenn, you take some credit. Let me take some heat too, brother.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't make a stop. Like, your defense did not make a stop in the second half.
That's right.
Kansas City got going. When a team gives you at halftime was 24 or 27-7, when a team gives you that much cushion, come on, dog. Come on. Give me something, defense. Give me something. So we can blame Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson. But Aaron Glenn, my brother, that's an epic collapse on your part.
The back end of that defense isn't that great, let's be honest with you. Detroit.
I'm just saying. You got a 20-something point lead.
There were.
I know, but.
Let me ask y'all this.
17, actually.
Chris, you can jump in on this, too. Ahead. Not like you wouldn't. I mean, you're part of the show today.
Gosh.
But
I mean, Nate's not there.
So. I know. We need a fourth. I felt like.
I believe.
In both games, Baltimore side and Detroit side, I can sympathize with both fan bases because I feel like we as Cowboy fans have been Baltimore, a bunch of dumb plays, a bunch of emotional plays, a bunch of like, why did you do that? What's going on there? And then Detroit, you know, just letting someone chip away until they finally get back in the game. And like, both games, I was like, man, I feel like I've been here before. Mm. Like, did y'all feel that way? Especially the Baltimore game.
Yeah, to a degree. I wondered, because they're NFC championship game,
Well,
that part I'm
familiar with.
I wondered if Baltimore's fans, Detroit's fans are thrilled with they with their season.
Right.
But I wonder if Baltimore's fans and the pressure, are they upset? Is Lamar Jackson taking heat and all that? Or because they did make the championship game, is it all, well, let's get them next year, you know?
I don't know if you're going to get them next year.
Yeah.
Like, feel how you feel, and this is just my personal opinion, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Man.
He's not the most winning end. That's Tom Brady, and I get it. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen.
He plays and sees the game different. It's like Sandlot football.
Right.
And he even said, of course, Travis ran the wrong route. It's like, that's a common thing. Right. And he just finds him. Like
this and, dude is, I mean, he literally like puttered his way through the season with that roster. And then he was like, oh, playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. I'll turn into Super
Bowl. It's like the NBA. Yeah. I'm just going to get us to the playoffs.
Yeah, just get us there.
Yeah, and then when we get there.
They're like, oh, we have to go on the road? Oh, okay. We'll go to Buffalo. No problem. Yeah. Oh, we got to go to Baltimore? No problem. Don't worry. Like, with this roster, like, Patrick Mahomes in six seasons has seen nothing less than the conference championship game.
Yeah.
That, like,
how crazy is that?
People spend years upon years upon years and don't ever get to a conference championship game. Almost 30 in some organizations. And
six in a row. You know the crazy thing about that stat was? He's only played two road games.
Yeah, that was this year.
Yeah.
This year.
I can't believe that San Francisco is the favorite right now, I think.
You know why? Because they listened to Jesse Holly. And Jesse Holly said
nobody's going to beat them.
About 9 weeks ago.
How do you bet against Mahomes? Maybe
no one's going to beat this team.
Healthy team. No one's going
to
beat them.
If Debo's healthy, that's a tall mountain to climb, man.
I don't know.
That is
tough to bet against Mahomes.
I know. And that's where I'm torn at right now.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the game?
I haven't made a decision yet.
You can change next week.
Yeah.
You have a week to change. How do you feel right now?
My heart says I still believe, like I said 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a healthy 49ers team, nobody in this league can beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But my head goes, Patrick Mahomes.
When you see a game like what he did.
He's just the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Against a quarterback who's...
What are you leaning, Kurt?
14-3 in his playoff career.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to bet against Mahomes. That team has been there.
I was there for one of those losses in Kansas City.
That team obviously knows what it takes to be in a Super Bowl. On the other side, you got a young quarterback and a bunch of guys that are obviously great, but, man.
And that's another thing. Like, we watched the playoffs, right, in Detroit. I feel like with their coach and the young team and what they did this year, they're going to be back in the playoffs for years to come, right?
Yeah.
It's not guaranteed, man.
No.
You know, like that –
Detroit set up pretty nice. Like, you got to think about it. Detroit last year, their first four picks have been impact players.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about great drafting. Mm-hmm. LaPorta, linebacker Campbell, Branch, and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hutchinson was year before, right?
Right? All those guys were starters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of them are now in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they got... And then now Jared Goff, he'll get probably an extension or something like that, but not too much. So like, he's not going to get $60 million. He may get 35, mm-hmm. whatever. So their core guys are relatively young and cheap. They're coming into the offseason with like 45, something like that, million dollars in the cap space without even creating any money. It's already there.
Wow.
So if they have another decent draft and those guys hit again – and they signed some free agents, some vet free agents. I mean, this could be a team.
61 cap space.
So they got $61 million in cap space.
According to Spunker.
Yeah. So they're going into the offseason with $61 million and hadn't hit any switches and had, you know, any of that stuff yet.
Dang.
So that's a lot of money with an organization who was, you know, we're talking about going all in. Organization who now sees that what we have and how mm-hmm. we can add to that. They're going to be out here. That's going to be a team that you see in free agent. Spending some bread.
Yeah, but then again, it's not like we expect them to be there, right, for years to come. But, like, that's the NFL. Nothing's guaranteed, right?
Unless you're the Chiefs.
Which is insane. You just get used to seeing them in there, right? Like, we thought Cincinnati was going to be there, right? No.
Nope.
You know, we thought the Cowboys were going to be there this year. Like, God, I was so convinced, man. I was like, this is the path. This is the year.
We all were like, yeah, Niners in the NFC Championship game.
Given. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I think Jordan Love's going to be – I think he's going to be really good, man. I like watching that kid.
For sure.
Like, just his release and his arms. He's got that very Mahomes quick, you know, that just weird from the elbow.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, 40 yards down the field with just a flip. I think he's going to be good, but we'll see. All right, fellas, some Pro Bowl additions, some coaching changes around the league. One I really want to get Jesse's opinion on, because I think he's going to be happy with the way the conference is shaking out. we'll see.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, let's take – how long do we have today, Chris? 45 minutes, an hour?
You could go like 45 to 50.
Hour and a half?
The boss has a show after this.
Oh, we're definitely going 55.
Okay, we're getting out of here on time today.
Stick around to see how long when Derek comes down. That's when the show ends. We'll be right back after our first break on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its
wings.
Totally forgot to do that at the beginning of the show, among other things. And the second segment brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Blockchain. Thank you, Blockchain.com. So, well, first off, we got some additions to the Pro Bowl yesterday, huh, Kurt? Got three guys?
Yeah, it was good to see them get a chance. Kyler Smith, who obviously had a great year. DeMarcus Lawrence, very deserving. Then Jake Ferguson snuck in.
So. Ferguson. Yeah. Ferg getting into the Pro Bowl, man.
Yeah, that was nice.
Do y'all even care about – do they even play a game anymore?
Flag football.
Flag football.
It's flag football. Yeah. And then the skills.
And dodgeball.
Skills.
And all that kind of stuff.
That's fine. Yeah. Does anybody even watch that stuff?
Yeah, I won't be.
No. I won't.
Like, it's not like – must see TV. I'm not like planning my day around getting to the Pro Bowl.
But if it's on, you'll watch it.
Yeah.
Kind of like this. On NFL Network what in
is
the
it?
Afternoon.
Is this the TV. Senior Bowl? Is that what we're watching?
Yeah, Senior Bowl.
Do we have any guys down there?
Yeah. Yeah, Nick, the whole squad.
Scott. Yeah, there's a few guys down there.
Jerry.
Jerry talked yesterday.
Let's not miss that part. Let's not bury the lead on that.
Let's talk about that. Bringing that up.
We got to get that Mexico about it, you brother.
It's going to take a while.
Man.
Mentally still down there.
Godly. We got the East-West Shrines going on actually today, right now.
Here.
In the Star.
Right over there,
right? Across the way.
The game's tomorrow at 7.
Are we allowed to go watch that? Do we have to stay away from that?
I don't think they have practice today. It's media day over there.
Oh, okay.
But the game is tomorrow at 7.
Yeah.
Come on out. Buy tickets.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not.
Good plug there, Chris.
Yeah, y'all buy tickets. You all buy tickets and come out to the game.
Yeah, good. Thanks for
come out to the game.
Not pausing
come out
there.
To the game. Come out to the game.
Jesse, did you play any All-Star games?
It was the Vegas. It was one in Vegas. I forgot what it was. It was the
football or basketball?
Football.
Did you do any basketball All-Star games?
No.
No?
Do they have a basketball All-Star game? Yeah, like McDonald's. A Senior Bowl type stuff?
Yeah, the McDonald's All-Star.
I was a McDonald's. I was a McDonald nominee, but I didn't make the team.
Really?
Yes.
You got nominated?
Yes.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you older or younger than LeBron?
Older.
You're older than LeBron?
Yeah.
And you have more hair than LeBron?
Barely.
Just running away from your face.
Just running away.
Hanging on. I like it, though.
Thank you. I'll tell you one thing, though. If I had as much money as LeBron.
You'd have hair?
I'd have hair.
You get plugs?
100%. Yeah. It would not even be.
How far down would you get it on your forehead?
No, I would just get a respectable, like, back to this part right here. Like, I would go back to look at what I looked like when I entered college. That's when it all went left.
Like, when did you start losing hair?
Or back.
Left and right. Yeah. You know, I don't know if I'm losing hair, but it's like the male pattern baldness. Why are we talking about anyway?
I don't know.
But like hard the male cowboys.
Yeah, it's like the male pattern baldness. You'll see a lot of guys like that play football because of the helmet.
Yeah.
It's the male pattern baldness that happens up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was worth $1 billion like LeBron,
you just get it across.
I'm going to Turkey and Swear like one of the best ones at like Turkey.
I feel like if me or you won the lottery, we would.
There would be signs. Yeah, but I won the lottery.
I feel like you wouldn't be here.
There would be signs if I won the lottery. Like, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say it, but there will be signs.
I feel like we would be kind of the same though. We would do a whole lot of good. But
a whole lot of nothing.
Some
too.
Freaky behind the scenes bad stuff. Like, we won't talk about it on the show, but we would do a lot of good.
100%.
I think the good would outweigh the bad. At least that's the way I would try to.
But our
it.
Bad wouldn't hurt people.
Right.
Right. Like it would
hurt myself.
It would.
Maybe your liver a little bit.
Yeah. His liver.
Yeah. You don't drink.
But I might do a drug. I don't know.
No. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of livers, you're what?
Tomorrow, baby. Let's go.
Wait. Let's go. Fasting?
Fast ends tonight.
Juice all these weeks.
I'm juicing.
So do you stay? Will you stay up till midnight to eat, or will you just?
For sure. It's going down.
What's
going
to be the first?
Yeah, I don't even know. Probably like I don't know something that's going to send me. It doesn't matter what I eat. It's coming out of me anyway.
As soon as you eat it, probably
it's coming right out. It does not matter. It doesn't matter.
So you haven't planned like pizza, Wingstop?
No, because that'll hurt. Like pizza, like greasy, like too greasy, too fried, too heavy. That'll hurt.
You're still keeping it kind of light.
Yeah,
like work your way into it.
Yeah, it's like slowly, but you know, like maybe like 2 or 3 days from now, like once the system kind of
eat some fruit and some salad.
Yeah, it's like. All right, let's kind of work our way back into this thing. Piece of chicken and, you know.
Okay. A little appetizer, a couple days.
Right.
Okay. You know,
like, but to go all in, I'll be like, that'll hurt.
How much weight are you down?
I'm down like 24 pounds.
Are you really?
Yeah. Nice.
Damn, that's like being on Survivor.
Yeah.
I wonder how much weight Danny lost. Have you ever asked him that, Chris?
No, I'll ask him.
Ask him how much he lost in his first month.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk football. We usually wait till the third segment to do this.
Go off we're
the
rails, all in. But let's go.
All right, let's talk about that. Jerry made the comment yesterday that we're all in. They're all in, right? So what does that mean to you guys? Jesse, you go first. What do you think that means?
No idea. Honestly.
I mean, does that mean
honestly.
They're going to be active in free agency?
No one knows. Like, you can ask that person. We can walk up and down this hall today, and we can ask 100 people, no one has the answer. Mm-hmm. And what I want to caution fans of is when you hear the words all in, you're all in.
Doesn't mean this all in.
Doesn't mean they're all in.
Yeah.
Right? So don't start confusing the two about what's actually all in. I don't know what that means. All in could mean I'm signing my guys. Yeah. All in. I do not. I have the slightest idea. But I. Here's what I'm sure of. Here's what I'm absolutely sure of. The Jerry is the El Chapo. He is the Pablo Escobar. He is the Frank Lucas of selling hopium.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it on full display.
Yeah.
The whole we're all in, and very vague. Didn't give you too much about what that was. But to those, you can have. Now what happens is people begin to, your mind begins to do what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Thinking, what is all in? And now you're looking up the free agent board and you're saying, man, here's all the free agent linebackers. Here are the free agent.
That's where my head jumped.
Right. Here are the free agent safeties. Here's some more free agent receivers. And you said it earlier. Give me Derrick Henry. Here are the free agent running backs. So now you start thinking about all these possibilities, the endless possibilities. It's like the psychedelic drug. It's just the endless possibilities of what I have no clue what that means. Mm. And I'll wait like everyone else. And we'll see what happens in free agency and drafting and signing the guys, but
no clue.
Kurt.
What does that mean to you, Kurt?
Yeah,
where'd your mind go?
My mind went that they're already $14 million over the cap. They, however much they want to go all in, I mean,
how can you go all in if you're already over?
They have to get Dak's contract redone.
That's done.
Yeah, they have to do it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise they can't do anything else. There's some other players they can work around and do that as well. But I don't see them making a big splash in free agency. They got CeeDee Lamb to sign. They got other guys, smaller guys, like Tyler Biotis. They bring him back. I mean, they've got Micah Parsons is going to be the highest paid player. I mean, for the Cowboys, going all in on free agency has been signing their own guys in the past. It's been that way since
Brandon Carr
in 2013 or whatever. That's been their mode of operation, and it's hard to see that changing. Yeah.
Signing Dak and CD is a must because it provides the most cap relief.
Yeah.
And there are some, and I have to be very sensitive when I say this, there are some that believe that Micah might not get a deal this offseason. That he, he's still playing on his rookie deal. He's eligible for a deal, but sort of like CeeDee Lamb last year when he was eligible for a deal. They didn't do a deal with him, and now they do a deal this year. And that could be very similar to Micah, is that they say, well, you're eligible for a deal, but we don't necessarily have to give you a deal this year. You're still on your rookie deal. So, getting CeeDee and I think Dak done are
a must.
Right.
If you want to have any wiggle room
To go anywhere near close to all in, you've got to get those two guys signed because they give you the most cap relief when you sign those guys to new deals.
Yeah.
And then if there's, I don't know, Stephen Jones talks about the pie. If there's enough pie left over then to do other things with other players, you'll do something with Terrence Steele. Some other guys will have some switches that they can hit and switch and create more. I mean, there's ways where you can get, where they're at right now is where they won't be in a couple months. The first step is to getting Dak Prescott signed for his extension.
Yeah.
And when you do that for Dak, it kind of almost eliminates all of those people who thought and Trey Lance was going to be this thing. Like that, the Trey Lance thing dies, right? Like when you sign Dak to an extension, the Trey Lance thing dies, right? It has to. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm going to sign this guy to an extension and give him all this money and all of a sudden now Trey Lance is a viable option. Like, so that narrative completely dies.
Right.
Like literally put it in the ground, pile dirt on top of it, do a eulogy.
Yeah. Chris, what did, and we'll go back to the Dak thing in a second, but Chris, what did all in, you've been around 20 plus years. What did all in mean to you?
Jerry saying all in?
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of things. I mean, he talked, I have his quotes here somewhere. I'm trying to produce on the fly a little bit for you right now.
Way to be prepared for our show. Thank you.
Well, you bring up a ton of stuff, so I'm like going through Steven's. Steven talked yesterday about the cap situation. I'm trying to pull that quote that he did for you. So, but being all in, I mean, I think, I think he saw this year what happened when we traded and hit on players. Like,
Gilmore and Cooks. Mm-hmm. So yeah. They see that they can actually hit on guys and don't have to pay, you know, so much for that. I mean, fourth round pick for what I think Gilmore gave up this year, or a fifth round pick. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you take that over again? Would you, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got obviously.
Not sure I'd give up a fourth or fifth round pick for Trey Lance, but.
Or get one back for him.
You know, but.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
You'd hope that Trey Lance in the preseason shows you something that either.
You can trade him.
That or, you know, Coop. I mean, you can let Coop go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
I just think, like, SportTrack has Chris Jones, defensive tackle, a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. His calculated market value, according to them, is $28 million a year. And Cowboys need a defensive tackle, but they can't do that, can they? I mean, that's just, I don't know if they can get into that kind of ballpark with these big-time free agents.
You could have this year, right?
I'm sure they can. I mean, you know, they always finagle the contracts and they'll work stuff out, so.
If you're going all in, right, if you're taking the Rams approach, right, F these picks and I'm going all in, then it's doable. Because now, it'll come to a fiery crash a couple years from now. But if you're saying the window is right now, whether that being with Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy, and the window is right now, sure, you can do Chris Jones. Yeah. You can do Chris Jones and be fine for 2 years. Now, years 3, 4, and 5.
Which is one thing they've done a really good job of around here is staying, not doing that, not doing the big deals and you know,
and what has it
gotten groceries.
You?
Yeah. And it's gotten you, what, 12 and 5 the last 3 years, and then it's kept you in the conversation. You haven't had that year that you just crashed and burned for a long time.
Yeah, I think this particular year, and Steven talked about it, and I don't know if it was just him doing the marketing flip thing that he does, and he talked about the fans have lost faith.
Mm-hmm.
And until you produce something that's greater than what you've had, he understands why the fans are upset and has lost faith in this franchise. So the way that this year happened, the way that it ended, the way that it happened, you're seeing other teams now kind of leap you a little bit, like the Detroit. You feel like Green Bay and you know, other teams like that you've kind of been really better than for the last couple of years. Again, maybe, but like the Chris Jones situation, that's a doable if you want it to. If you're talking about the all-in, if you're talking about the Jerry Jones who said a year ago, boy, I would write if I knew it can get me to a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
right? Then the Chris Jones deal is doable.
Yeah.
The Chris Jones deal is doable. To go get a linebacker is doable. To go get a safety. All that is doable. It comes to a fiery crash maybe in about 2 years after the deals are done. But if you're saying, and Jerry said it, he talked about going he talked about going for it right now and not kind of worrying about down the road. So if that's the thing, then you got to go.
But see, the other thing that I think is frustrating fans, and I guess me too, is like, why weren't you all in this year? I mean, halfway through the season, why weren't you bringing in linebackers? Why weren't you improving your running game?
Because you thought you had.
I don't know.
Your butt kicked by San Francisco.
Arizona.
Yeah,
early.
You know, that first game against the Eagles, you had chances to make moves. And
why didn't you make moves after you realized, like, okay, yeah, San Fran,
we need
still
help
owns
here.
Us.
Right,
we're all in. We need help here. Well, let's not do anything.
My only rebuttal to that is, hell, we think Jerry's convincing. When they go into those meetings, maybe Dan Quinn's really convincing. Maybe Mike McCarthy's really convincing and saying, you know, hey, we're right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there, right? They're watching film and saying, hey, we're a play or two away from here, from there, from doing what we got to do. All right, cool, we had a bad game here, we had a bad game there, but we're right there, right? Like, and, you know, it's convincing as well as when you say to yourself, hey, if we can just get home field advantage, right? Before you get to play, you say, if we get home field advantage, man, the team that played at home, that's a good football team.
Yeah.
If we can do that, then we can find ourselves, you know, having then to travel to Santa Clara for the NFC Championship game. And you got what you wanted. Mm-hmm. You got what you wanted. Okay, cool. We're at home. The team that we've seen at home, if that team shows up, boy, we got something. And they didn't.
Nope.
And so my only rebuttal to that is that there was some pretty good convincing by those –
Because I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall. Because as I was watching that game, like, I was convinced everybody's gone. We're gone. Chris is gone. Like, the staff's gone. Like, merchandise is gone. Like, everybody's gone. Burn it down. And then, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness. Because, you know, you saw Jerry turn around. He was talking to Steven and everybody behind him. I'm like, man, can you imagine being a – like, how livid is he right now? You just got beat like that when everybody thought you were going to Santa Clara in 3 weeks. And then – after, and you know, everybody's texting me, and I'm like, everybody's gone. We're like, I'm, you know, and then the more I thought about it, I was like, hey, you know, I calmed down, and I was like, I don't think he's gonna, I think we're right there. Like, he's got, because the one thing he used to always say was he regretted not giving a coach time to form whatever. And I was like, I think that they're gonna stay put where they're at. Like, you know, I think we're gonna, Jesse and Kurt and Nate are going to do a show, and, you know, I'm not going to be there for a few weeks, but, you know, I think they're still going to be doing the show, and, you know, they kept everybody around, and it's like, okay, now we're all in. And I'm like, kind of like you, Kurt, it's like, why now? Like, what was it that triggered, like, you had everything, like Jesse said,
everything
right there
was
in front
lined
of you.
Up
everything
great.
Was lined up, and you still couldn't do it, so now you got to do one more thing to get you wherever, so... All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, we'll see how close we can dance with the flame and see if we can run into Derek's show and extend this one for, you know, 10 minutes past what we're supposed to. When we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And let's talk Dak's contract real quick. Is there any scenario where he doesn't renegotiate?
No.
Not if he wants to win.
No.
Yeah.
I guess. So.
Like, because, I mean, you never see high-profile quarterbacks in their prime, right? leave a team these days. Like, very rarely do you, you know, see anyone leave. So we're good that if they choose to renegotiate, which there's no way that they wouldn't, right?
Yeah, they have to.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
you're kind of married at this point, right?
Yeah. Like, Dak has you by the kahunas.
Right.
Like, honestly. Like, he has you by the kahunas.
Because you're on the hook for what? Is it 40?
60.
60 mm-hmm. next year?
Yeah. 59 is
no
changed.
Matter what. Yeah.
No matter what.
So, you got to ride it out, right?
And you can't trade him. There's no trade clause.
Yeah.
You can't tag him.
I'm not sure who would want to take on that. I guess they could rework it, but yeah. That's
yeah. So, someone would have to call.
I believe you can rework it, by the way.
Rework what?
The current contract.
Yeah,
there's an article out there that says you can rework it and push the money, some of the money down the road.
If you cut him, you're on the hook for 60.
But I don't think you don't cut Dak Prescott.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just, we have fans that think that that's realistic.
Yeah.
That's not realistic.
Right. Get rid of him and start over or draft a quarterback or get Trey Lance in there. So for everybody that has that nonsense in your head, it's not happening.
That's not happening.
That's why I was bringing that up. Is it's not.
Yeah.
It's not financially possible. I mean, it's possible, but it's not happening.
Yeah.
So just stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Dak is your quarterback.
He's your quarterback.
So. Okay. So I just wanted to get that out there because I've had people that text me and I'm like, dude, just stop. I'm not talking football with you anymore if that's your I just can't not. Certain nonsense I entertain. Computer, you can call me anytime you want and talk any. But if you start saying get Dak out of there, like we can. I can't talk football with you anymore.
We've had several emails about, hey, let's give Trey Lance a chance.
Not happening. Like, it's just stop. Just stop. Stop. It's cute. It was a nice project. I would like to see what he can do. Let's get him in there and see if he can be your number two, run the scout team, whatever. But he's not going to be your quarterback. And
it's my quarterback.
There you go. Love that. All right. So, Jesse, how ecstatic are you that Kellen Moore is calling plays in our division? Against someone we get to face twice a year.
I love it, but you know how this ends. You know how this ends.
How?
Kellen Moore goes to Philadelphia.
And he's a genius
and
again.
He's McVay. You know how
he's
this ends.
He's Boy Wonder again.
You know how this ends. You know how this ends. He'll come.
Come in here and hang 60
and
on
two
you.
Games. He'll be terrible for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Two games of the year.
Against us.
Against us, they'll score 60 points apiece.
Yeah.
You know how this story ends. Like, we know how this story ends. He comes in, it's Kellen Moore back and now, and the Eagles' offense has been sputtering all season long. He'll come here and they'll put 40 up. We'll go over there and put 45 up. And they'll go, well, what? I don't know. That's how it will go.
With him and Fangio there, it does add another layer to the whole rivalry.
Right? Like,
you got the guy that's got you figured out on defense, they got the blueprint on you, right, on defense, and then you got the guy that was the next big thing here that.
Well, that blueprint was for Kellen's offense, so practice would be fun.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's right. He's like, I got the blueprint.
Well, it worked in Miami, too. We went to Miami. He was down in Miami.
Yeah.
With Mike.
It's definitely, I'm with you, Jesse. I can see that.
All right. Like, that just seems like the coming. Thing that'll happen, right? Like, we'll go there, and all year long, it'll be turmoil. It won't work out. Nick Sirianni's doing stupid-looking things in the camera, right? Punchable face stuff, and Kellen's walking around. Like, I don't think Kellen will be able to handle that, like, that level of what's getting to come to him if things don't go right from that fan base or that media.
And that head coach.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's an aggressive bunch.
Yeah.
It's not like the California vibe. It ain't like, people Boise. Talk about you here in the Cowboys, but it's still kind of like, okay.
If you're putting up 12 to 17 points the first 4 weeks of the season, they will make signs and fire Kellen.
Like, it's really like in Philadelphia, certain places, Philadelphia, like, I like places when things are going bad, like, you can't go to the grocery store. Like, you can't go to the grocery store. Like, Kellen, you can't go.
Yeah.
Physically,
you can't go.
A bad idea.
That's a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's places like that in Philadelphia where they turn on you like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the narrative will be it'll be a struggle in Philadelphia, and then he'll come play Dallas, and
he'll fix
all of a sudden he'll find his mojo,
and he'll probably use some plays that didn't work here, some trick plays.
They'll do a jet sweep, and it'll go for 60 yards.
And we're like, we couldn't get negative
that.
Six when he
boy, well, lucky Whitehead were in that jet sweep. Didn't work.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. What do y'all want to talk about?
Well, Dan Quinn. I mean, he sounds like he might be going to the Commanders. He's another one.
You know, I've been thinking about that.
Ooh.
I've been thinking about the effect that Dan Quinn leaving will have, the impact that Dan Quinn leaving will have on this football team. Because if he goes, and this is somewhat when coaches are allowed to have such a big voice in the roster building. Because the way that Dan Quinn has built this thing, he has built it in such a way that the way that he likes to see it, which in essence isn't how everybody else sees it. Even if you promoted Joe Witt or you promoted Al Harris, I'm sure their views may have some different approaches than what Dan Quinn
is. Like the types of bodies and the type of player.
But now who do you have on your roster? You have a roster full of guys defensively that were made and built to go into the scheme that Dan Quinn wanted.
Right.
So that then goes back to throwing off the all in because, all right, when we go all in, who am I going all in for? Mm-hmm. Am I going all in on the approach of what Dan Quinn had kind of formulated? Mm-hmm. Or if he goes elsewhere, who is the next guy that I promote? Is it within? Is it outside of the building? Right? Like, because if it's outside of the building, that changes everything, right? That changes everything.
That almost sets you back a year, doesn't it? Because you got to get somebody in here and build that.
And not only does it set you back a year, I'm still having to coach with and under a coach who only has 1 year left on his contract. So how much leverage do I get? And I'll say it also like this. Okay, where does Marquise Bell go? Right? If he's not playing linebacker, is he a part of your safety group? Or is your all-in a part of your safety group? Is he out of the mix? Where does Micah go? If the next guy comes in, does Micah go back to the position he was actually drafted here for to play linebacker? Does the next coach see him as a defensive end? Or does the next coach say, you know what, I'll move him back to linebacker, I'll go get another defensive end? Right? So all these questions now will be brought up, and it sets everything off because Dan Quinn has had a plan of how he wanted to do things. And if he ups and leaves right now, who are we bringing in? And then that conversation is, are we keeping these guys in the position that Dan had them in? Or are we changing the philosophy to what you want? And then Mike McCarthy, what do you think? Because this defense is going to have to be the defense that makes a break whether you have a job here after next year.
So is this annual flirtation with other coaching jobs, is Quinn got him in a bind right now? Are the Cowboys sitting here waiting like, we can't do anything until we know what he's going to do? Is he kind of holding him hostage in a way?
Yeah. Hmm. He's still on the contract, right? You've already committed to bringing back Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Now Dan Quinn looks up and he goes, if I have another year like I had this year, I'm not the hot name anymore.
True.
Like last 2 years, he was hot. This year, if you have another year like that and then you go through some changes through the offseason, through the regular season, you can come off, and you also have to keep in mind how many jobs are coming available next year. There's going to be two hot names next year. Slowick, who went back to Houston, Ben Johnson, who went back to Detroit. Right. Their names will come up again next year.
Yeah.
So those are, I don't know if six jobs are coming available next year. If only two or three jobs come available next year, you got to believe that those two are the hottest two names that are going. Mm-hmm. And if these other young coaches that are now in other places begin to hit, now more teams will be like, you know what? This youth movement thing is not a bad idea. Look at Gerard Mayo in New England. Look at year two for D'Amico Ryans, and look at all these other guys. These head coaching jobs don't come every single year, and opportunities and situations don't come like this every single year. I think Washington is a job that a lot of people don't want because of the messed up place the franchise is right now. Mm-hmm. Don't have, not they have draft picks, but don't have much money. Just a lot that needs to be fixed. A lot of things that need to be turned around. Seattle's a more stable situation, but Seattle's still out there flirting, doing their due diligence with coaches and stuff like that. So he has the Cowboys, right now. held hostage. Hmm.
Be interesting to see how it all plays out.
It will.
Well, I was just kidding. I don't want to. We're 4 minutes over. Go ahead.
I also do want to say one more thing. And talking about coaches, when you start talking about next year, like, I think Mike McCarthy is in a very tough situation.
Yeah.
I think he's in a very tough situation. Given the way this offseason has started, there is some locker room drama.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right? Whether that gets nipped in the bud or not, whatever. It happened last year. It's kind of lingered into the offseason a little bit. What's going to be critical, this is just what I believe, is whoever makes the schedules, how are the games set up? If the Cowboys run into a gauntlet
at the beginning of the year,
I don't think they have a choice given the teams they got to play.
You're playing the AFC North. Yeah. So you got Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Ravens,
Cleveland,
right?
Yeah. Got the Houston Texans.
Got the Houston Texans.
You got the Detroit Lions.
You got Green Bay, don't you, too?
I think we play the AFC. Yeah, let me look. Sorry.
What I'm saying is that the schedule makers, and it could get, again, Mike being on the 1 year contract, we know that guys can have attitudes, right? Feel some type of way, emotional. If the schedule is designed in such a way where you're taking on the Bengals, you're taking on Baltimore, you're taking on Houston, and those are like in the first 7 weeks of the season.
Yep.
And you start this thing off 2-5.
49ers again.
49ers.
NFC South.
Stop. Let's stop. Yeah, stop doing this to me.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
So what I'm saying is that if this schedule is, let's just say you open up.
Can we just get to training camp?
Let me just say this for you. Like, you open up and they go, first game of the year, San Fran.
Yeah.
Right? Second game of the year, Giants. Third game of the year, Bengals. Fourth game of the year, Ravens.
Philly.
Yep.
You open up that, your first six or seven games is Niners, Philly, Bengals, Houston, Ravens. I mean,
the chatter leaks into the regular season at the beginning of the year.
Easily be 2-4.
Yeah.
3-3. Yeah. 1-5.
And then could you lose the locker room early in the season?
Now we're talking about the hook coming out for old Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Old freaky Mike. Yeah, because you know the chatter's coming. You know the chatter's coming.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's looming. This person's looming. Locker room's lost. Guys are saying this. So the schedule makers for the Cowboys, I don't know if you can slip them a dub.
I don't see how they can.
If you can slip them a 20-piece and say, hey, don't do this to me early on in the year.
How about this? Schedule makers, front-end load the schedule, and Freaky Mike, let's take care of business next year.
Okay,
let's shut up all the haters and come out the gate against all these juggernauts, and let's start the season 10-0. And then we don't have to worry about it. Put it all to rest. The fans will be happy. Mr. Jones will be happy. We'll be happy. Nate will be real happy because he'll be well on his way to his thing. Yeah. And you know, we'll be good. Let's just do that.
It's all good.
Well, Broadus just showed up, so it's time for us to go.
All right.
We don't want to make the boss mad. Yeah. So, Kurt, good seeing you. Jesse, good seeing you. It's good being back. Chris, thanks for contributing today. We'll be back, I guess, all off season, same time, right?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on Wednesdays. All right, that's it for us. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Hanging with the boys.
We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah!